Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola 92.3. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. Our next guest is Chris Bruner from the Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so you have a big year coming up. It's a 10th anniversary of the 2024 Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's the 10th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival. It's being held October 12th this year on Bayou Tahar at Bayview Park in downtown Pensacola in the East Hill neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice area.
Yeah, very pretty over there.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the event.
Yeah, well, it's the event itself, it's a fundraiser, and this, you know, for a couple of charities in our town. This year, it's the Gulf Coast Kids House and the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. So all proceeds go to those two foundations.
Mm-hmm.
And the event itself, it's Dragon Boat Races, which a lot of people are not familiar with it, but it's been around for hundreds of years. But basically, it's a long boat, and with 20 paddlers, 10 on each side, a drummer, and then an oarsman, or the person steering the boat. So we run races all day long, you know, down to a final where we have, we'll have a gold, bronze, silver winner at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But one question I've been getting quite a bit lately is, no, you do not have to provide the boat. No, you do not have to build the boat. We provide all the boat, we provide all the boats, the equipment, and the expertise. We have a company called Dynamic Dragon Boats that we contract with that brings the equipment down. And they actually train the teams. You get 2 hours of training the week prior to the event. So basically, you just need to provide the manpower and the fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you're providing the paddlers and the drummer. The oarsman is provided by Dynamic Dragon Boat. So,
yeah, when I was with a prior organization, I know they participated in this, and it sounds like they had a blast. I know that they're all fighting over wanting to be the drummer, though.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's the most fun position. You actually get to dress up. You can be you can dress up kind of flamboyant. Each team might have a theme. We recommend it. We encourage it for each team to, you know, dress up, have a theme for their company or group. And then the drummer, you know, they're usually very flashy, and because all they have to do is beat the drum to a rhythm for the people paddling.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the day. So looks like the races start at 8 a.m.
Yes, our opening ceremony is at 8. Races will start shortly after. But along with the races, we have arts and craft vendors. We have live music, food trucks. We'll have a couple of we're going to have some kids activities out there this year. So it's a party. It's an all day party. And then the teams actually have campsites throughout the park. So, you know, they're partying out in the park, waiting for their time to race.
Sounds good. So tell me a little bit about if some people are, maybe their interest has been piqued. You mentioned about getting teams together. Again, talk to me about the team sizes. Talk to me about the training aspect of it.
Sure. Yeah. We are definitely still signing up teams. We can accommodate a total of 40 for the event. We are currently at, between 16 and 18 teams that are registered. You need to jump in if you're going to, because we got a big advertisement campaign about to kick off that I'm sure will be pulling in teams this year. But for a team, you need a bare minimum of 21 people, and that's the 20 paddlers and the drummer. We strongly recommend having more than that for alternates throughout the day. You know, somebody might get tired, somebody's schedule might conflict, so you'll have. But you know, we can always find fill-ins if absolutely necessary. But a minimum of 21 people, and you know, we have you can register for a team on our webpage. The webpage is www.PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com, and all information you need to register and questions that you might have about the event will be answered on that webpage.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, we have our email that you through the webpage that, you know, we can answer any specific questions that might not be very clear. But we have different levels of registration. You've got your community teams. They come in at about $1,500, and that, broken up, between 20 people or so. And you can also have sponsors for your team. you know, to help pay for that. Then we also have a corporate level. So like, you know, some companies wanting to do like a team building experience with the Dragon Boat Festival. Because we do have some corporations that have registered. They come in at $2,500. And then above that, we have sponsorship levels that, you know, include a team. And, you know, with the sponsorship, you get, you know, you get branded with the event. And with our marketing campaign this year, you'll get some great exposure. We've got, we won the grant from Visit Pensacola. So we've got that advertising going on. Plus we've partnered with WKRG and they're kicking off their marketing plan with us. Mm-hmm.
So Chris Bruner is our guest from Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club. If you have any questions about the upcoming Dragon Boat Festival, again, 850-437-1620, feel free to text us. Tell me a little bit about some of the teams that have already signed up. People are very competitive, so maybe they know if somebody signed up. Hey, maybe you want to do a little challenge.
Yes. Now, I'm going to give you two examples. Mm-hmm. One is a corporate team. They actually come in as a bronze sponsor. It's Zarzar Law. They're very competitive, and they've actually been a part of the festival for many years. I want to say since the beginning, but they've ever since that I've been in Sertoma, they have won every year.
Mm.
And but they're a great group of people, and they have a blast. And then we have the Sisters on the Fly. They're a group of ladies that they come from all over the country, and this is one of their. One of the things they do as their organization is they come down here, you know, like rent a beach house and then come to the festival just to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to our webpage, you will actually see there's kind of a dancing dragon on. We have a running video on the page. That's them. That's Sisters on the Flying Dragon. They never place real high on the as far as the team scoring goes, but they have a blast. And they actually we have a competition of, you know, which team will raise the most funds for the charities every year, because you can also donate to the charities through the webpage. And the group that raises the most money through these donations, they win a free team the next year, a free entry into the festival.
Oh, wow.
And Sisters on the Flying Dragon has been that reigning champion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but, so tell me again about the two charities that we're supporting this year through this.
Certainly.
Yeah, so I know that the Gulf Coast Kids House and the Escambia Public Schools Foundation. A little bit about, like, who they are and what the funds raised are going to be supporting.
Certainly. Yeah, the Gulf Coast Kids House, what they are is a children's advocacy center. Combining all the professionals and resources needed for the intervention, investigation, and prosecution of child abuse under one building. So basically what it is, you know, let's say a child is in distress with, you know, something very bad going on. It's one place that they go to, you know, for counseling, for assistance, to where they're not being shuttled all over the place. So it minimizes that. The only word that comes to my mind is anguish. Mm-hmm. In that situation. Plus the Gulf Coast Kids House, you know, they provide counseling for the families too, you know, during that extremely difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. And what they do is basically they enhance the education, you know, for the children in our community in Escambia County. They make sure that these kids are getting through school, they're job ready, they graduate high school. So the funding that goes to them helps, you know, cover some of the programs to help that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, the Golden Apple Teacher, the Take Stock in Children, those type of programs.
Sure,
that they fund.
That sounds wonderful. Again, Chris Bruner is our guest from Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club. We're going to take a short break. Be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio-dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola 92.3, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for our guests. But before we do that, we do have some breaking news with David Wayne.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Well, we are seeing reports this morning of a school shooting in Georgia. This is at an Atlanta area school, Appalachee High School in Barrow County. Winder, Georgia. The school currently on lockdown. There's a large police presence there. Now, we don't know yet the number of victims, but at least 6 ambulances at the scene at that high school. Again, this is in Barrow County, Georgia, the Atlanta area. At least one person was seen being loaded onto a helicopter, another onto an ambulance, but it looks like the number of victims is going to be substantially higher than that. We don't know a whole lot yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn more. But for now, we'll return you to your regular programming.
Thank you, David. And we are back with Chris Bruner from the Pensacola Sertoma Club. Thank you again for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So I know that you wanted to talk a little bit about admission and cost for participating.
Yes. The event itself or the festival, it's free to the public. So, you know, bring the family and friends down just for the races, for the vendors, for the food trucks. But to participate as a race, you know, there is, you know, there's an entry fee. But those fees, you know, they cover the company that provides the dragon boats. And then what's left over from the event all goes to the charities.
Mm-hmm. And so for people who may not know, tell me a little bit more about Northeast Pensacola Sertoma, what your mission is. I know that you raise a bunch of money that you put back into the community. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically it's a bunch of good guys that that hold a couple of we hold 2 fundraisers a year. But Sertoma's mission is for speech and hearing, children's speech and hearing. The 2 fundraisers we run every year is the Pensacola Dragon Boat, and we also do what's called Hogfest. Mm. And the date for Hogfest can be found on the webpage. I don't know that off the top of my head because I'm the Dragon Boat chairman. But at any rate, between those two between those two fundraisers, we're able to, you know, we have these two charities for Dragon Boat set. With Hogfest, we the proceeds from the Hogfest, there's a couple of charities tied to that, but then it basically sets up our pot to give away throughout the year to other charities.
Absolutely.
So, but we're a group of hardworking guys, and you know, we're all from different levels and different types of jobs. You know, it's a very, very mixed group of guys, but we have a blast.
That's fantastic. And it looks like going back to Dragon Boat Festival, you're looking for volunteers as well.
Yes. Yeah. We, you know, we're always looking for volunteers. You can, and again, you can register as a volunteer, through the website, just, contact us. You know, we do have a setup as far as the need for volunteers. We have a setup the day before, which is going to be that Friday, Friday the 9th. But we start set up around 7 a.m. And that's, you know, setting up the tent. So we're going to, some of the vendors can come down, set up. Some of the teams will set up in the park the day prior. We do have overnight security, so things will be, you know, checked on. But volunteers will help set that up. And then the day of the event, we're always looking for volunteers to help with the dock, getting the people in and out of the boats, organizing the teams for the races, you know, the usual trash pickup, you know, just, you know, making sure everything runs smoothly.
But how many volunteers do you need to make this event go off?
As many as we can get.
Okay.
I mean, you know, there's always the case of, I wish we had a few more people. But basically we can find something for everybody to do. The biggest time that the time that we need the most volunteers is at the end of the festival. And that's for the cleanup. Of course, you know, we scour the park. I mean, we're cleaning up throughout the day through the park and things like that. But we kind of pride ourselves on the fact that we leave that park in better condition than we found it. Not that it's in bad condition, but we want to make sure that, you know, we're welcome back the next year.
Absolutely. So here's a question. What is the minimum age to participate?
Yeah, the minimum age to actually be a rower on the boat or the drummer is 10, with a waiver signed by a guardian or parent.
Okay.
And then the max age is sky's the limit.
Perfect.
We actually have a team that comes in that's coming in this year. Last year they were was their first year, and they're coming back again this year. And their team name is the Leatherneck Warriors, and they're coming from the Villages in South Florida. Their average age was 70 last year.
Nice.
And they came in second.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, but they actually compete dragon boat races in South Florida. I mean, the dragon boat racing is actually a lot more popular than people realize. You know, it's in like 57 nations. There's like highly competitive, you know, professional teams that do this.
Nice. So where is the like best view of the race? If you get there and you're like, I want to camp out and get the best spot to observe everything, where is that?
The park is set up, it's almost an amphitheater type situation. There's a hill that then drops down to this the parking lot area right on the water. And that's where we're going to have the festival set up. So up on that hill is going to be your best view. But we actually, starting last year, and we're doing it again this year, we're doing a shoreline cleanup. So we're going out there and we're actually cutting down the overgrowth at the water's edge. There's an invasive grass species that has kind of taken over the park. It almost looks like bamboo. I was told what the scientific name of it was and immediately forgot. But it grows up, you know, like 6-8 feet tall. So we're cutting all that down again this year, so there'll be a completely unobstructed view, even from the lower level out over the water. And we're also going to go through the park a little bit, cut down some of the low-hanging branches. And we do have permission from the park. They're going to be working with us. But as far as the best view on that park, on the top of the hill, looking over the water, that's going to be your best view.
Chris Bruner is our guest from Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club. This is Pep Talk, and we'll be back right after this.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola 92.3. Chris Bruner, our guest from Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club, talking about the Dragon Boat Festival. Now, there's still opportunities for people to either become a vendor or a sponsor to the event.
Yes. Yeah, we're still signing up teams. We've got a couple of spots available for some food trucks. We've got about two or three food trucks that we could accommodate, more than what we have right now. And we've expanded the vendor, the arts and craft vendor area. And we would like to get a few more arts and craft vendors signed up.
Perfect. And sponsorships?
Yes, sponsorships. Always looking for sponsorships. They range from friend of the festival all the way up to presenting sponsor. A presenting sponsor would be branded with the festival no matter what we do. We lost our presenting sponsor due to COVID. Mm. You know, that company went... you know, they restructured and weren't able to be a part of the festival anymore. So we're on the hunt for a new presenting sponsor also.
Okay, wonderful. And if people, again, want more information, what's the website they go to?
Yeah, it's www.PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com.
Thanks again for joining us today on Pep Talk.
All right, thank you for having me.